An entitled jerk destroys my Nintendo console in a fit of rage. But after I save up enough money to buy a new console for myself, this jerk steals it for himself and tries to use it without my permission. And I'm honestly so glad I don't live in that environment any longer. Here's what happened. Okay, so for a bit of backstory, this happened about 4 to 5 years ago when I was living in a group home under CPS care in Australia. So I apologize if anything appears to be weird or if the details are left out. I'm also posting this just to vent, as thinking about this event still gives me anxiety. So anyways, I have been obsessed with Nintendo since I was very young, specifically the Nintendo Wii. And at the time, I had a white one coupled with Wii Sports and a dog-themed game that I can't remember the name of. I saved up almost a month worth of pocket money to buy this console, along with several games, and I loved that console, as it was an escape from the garbage that another resident had been putting me through. Let's call this person Mike. Mike is not his real name. Mike, to put it kindly, is an absolute jerk. He would always pick fights with me, resort to violence if he doesn't get his way, and often stole or destroyed my property, such as the time he punched me in the back of the head because of an argument that I don't fully remember. All I remember was that I had an argument, got punched, and the next minute I was laying on the couch with a massive headache. Anyways, this all started when Mike and I were at the dinner table, and I tried to start a conversation about what we would do if we ran our own empire. He went on and on about how if he ran his own empire, he would eliminate me, if you know what I mean. And I honestly started to get a bit annoyed, as I really tried changing the subject. He just kept going on and on until I snapped at him and told him to shut up and let others talk. Well, that was a massive mistake, because he got so enraged that he walked from the dinner table and entered my room, which I accidentally left unlocked. He proceeded to trash my room, destroying my brand new Nintendo Wii, all of the games, and even a Kodak camera that a teacher gifted me. I rushed in to try and stop him, but the caregivers proceeded to restrain me instead of him, thinking that I was the aggressor. I couldn't do a thing as he slammed my console on the ground multiple times until it was simply in pieces. I can't remember much of what happened after that, but I do recall picking up my destroyed console and shards of the game that was still inside fell out, and obviously I was very upset to say the least. A few weeks went by and I finally scraped up some money to buy another console and another copy of Wii Sports. Things were pretty good until I forgot to lock my door again when I was having my regular phone call with my mother. When I finished the phone call, I went back to my room and realized my console was missing. I went to the lounge and that jerk was playing Wii Sports Tennis on my console. Being the introverted and honestly quite scared kid that I was, I kindly asked him if I could have the console back, and wouldn't you guess it, he completely ignored me. After a few minutes of this garbage, I decided, you know what, screw this, and I forcefully unplugged the console and walked off. He got angry and threw the game controller at me, and then tried attacking me again. I ran to the bedroom, locked the door, and asked the caregivers to grab the remote and cables, which they did, only after a long incident where Mike tried throwing bricks through my bedroom window. Thankfully, I moved out a few months later to a foster home after encountering a few more entitled and violent residents. And you know what? I absolutely made sure the console came with me. I still have the console somewhere in storage, but my caseworker can't find it. So I bought another one, which I still play to this day. Wow, I cannot believe that that place didn't buy you a new console, or at least force Mike to buy one for you. Like, seriously, the caregiver runs in there and restrains you? Like, are they blind? Do they not see this idiot just trashing the place? How could they possibly get that mixed up? Like, seriously, you've got to really suck at your job to restrain the wrong kid. Here's this kid trying to protect his property. Meanwhile, Mike's going on this massive rampage for seemingly nothing. Like, that's incredibly inappropriate and so obnoxious in my opinion. So sure, you bought a new one for yourself, but I really think it should have fallen on that care facility to either force Mike to buy a new one for you or to replace it themselves. But overall, I'm glad you don't live in that environment anymore, and hopefully things got better for you in your life, because I can only imagine saving up all that money to buy a console that meant something to you, only to then have some entitled weirdo run in there and destroy it to pieces. If you like Am I the Jerk, you're probably going to love Am I the Genius. Check it out, link down below in the description. Also, go to amithejerk.com/submit if you would like to submit your own stories. Am I the Jerk for refusing to attend my best friend's wedding after she kicked me out of being her maid of honor? Here's what happened. I'm a 28-year-old female, and I'm entangled in a wedding drama of epic proportions. My recently engaged best friend, who's 29, asked me to be her maid of honor, and words can't even describe how how happy I was. We've been inseparable since kindergarten, and I was ready to make her big day unforgettable. I spent nearly $700 on her bachelorette party, buying cute outfits for everybody, and renting a party bus where you can drink as much as you want. The other girls pitched in, but I'm the most financially stable, so the majority of it fell on me. I helped plan the wedding of her dreams, right down to contacting the vendors and setting dates when she was too busy. I made the save the date and invitation cards. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that I did a lot for her. And then, 2 weeks before the wedding, my best friend asked me to step down and said that her future sister-in-law would be taking the role of maid of honor. I was so angry, and we got into a huge argument over this, where I admittedly said some things I wasn't proud of. Since then, I've received text messages from our friends, as well as best friends of the family, the groom's family, and even the sister-in-law, telling me that I'm a drama queen who needs to get over herself and that it isn't all about me. This has really been getting to me. Now, at this point, I'm just gonna wait and let my emotions cool off and then try and have a sit down with my friend and talk about this. But honestly, I really need to know. Am I the jerk for refusing to attend my best friend's wedding? No, you are not the jerk. You literally spent, what, $700 trying to set up this bachelorette party, as well as literally setting up every aspect of this wedding and its celebration, only to then have her kick you out as the maid of honor? Like, are you kidding me right now? You literally only did that because you were the maid of honor. Like, it really seems like your friend was trying to use you in some kind of way. And that is so unbelievably toxic. Like, seriously, this lady sucks. Who in their right mind would treat a friend like that? You tell them, oh yeah, you're gonna be my maid of honor, don't even worry about it. And once you've done all this planning and prep work and all this other stuff, suddenly they're like, okay, job's done, time for you to leave, you're no longer the maid of honor. Like, I would be angry as well. Like, you literally spend hundreds of dollars on this stupid wedding, only to then not get any of the recognition that you absolutely deserve. And you know what? Anyone who's saying, wow, you're such a drama queen, this isn't about you, those people are idiots. It absolutely is about you. No, the wedding itself is about your best friend, but you getting catapulted out of the way after everything got set up, yeah, that's definitely about you. You did that, nobody else did. So for your best friend who's getting married to do that to you is so unacceptable. So no, once and for all, you are not the jerk here. I would definitely not attend this wedding if I was in your shoes. And if you do end up going through with that, I honestly don't blame you one bit. Am I the jerk for yelling at my sister after she disrespected my chronically ill daughter who only has a few years left to live? Here's what happened. I'm a single mom to Emily. Emily is not her real name, and she is my only child. She's been sick since she was 2 years old, and if I'm going to be honest, she likely won't make it to the age of 10. Her dad left us when she got sick. Emily spends 1 week in the hospital and then 1 week at home. Because of this, the last time I was able to send her to school was like 2 years ago. And this is when we were able to do preschool 3 hours a day, 2 times a week. Now, the only time she's around other kids is when she's in a hospital. Emily hates sharing her toys, so I try not to make her do it if I can help it. Usually, when she sees her cousins, I'll buy something like a big pack of chalk or a gallon of bubbles, and I will tell her that it's for everybody, but that's the only time that she'll share. My sister and her two daughters, ages 5 and 7, are living with us temporarily. It's been difficult for everyone. At first, I switched rooms with Emily, and we put all three girls in the master bedroom, but Emily hated sharing rooms and said the girls were always touching her stuff. So we switched back and put the girls in the spare room with their mom. My sister was complaining that the room was too crowded, so she's staying on a cot in my office, but apparently that's also uncomfortable, so she wants the girls to share again. My sister does not pay any rent. Her husband sends $500 a month to help pay for their groceries, and she helps with Emily while I'm working. Thankfully, my job is pretty flexible, so I'm able to watch her while I work. They've also been complaining that I take Emily on day and weekend trips all without them. Emily just spent the week in the hospital, and we came home on Saturday. My niece's beds were moved into Emily's room, and her toys were literally everywhere. I confronted my sister, and she said that Emily isn't using her room or even her toys half the time, and that little girl should be sharing with each other. I told her that Emily has already made it clear that she does not want to share her room or her toys, and that her room needs to be the way we left it by the end of the day. She says I'm being unfair, so I just snapped at her. I said that I would be prioritizing my kid over her ungrateful self and her kids, and that if she can't get over my kid not sharing, she needs to find somewhere else to live. Well, they did end up fixing Emily's room, but they haven't been talking to us. At this point, I'm thinking about kicking them out anyways. So honestly, am I the jerk for freaking out in the way that I did? What should I do? The fact that this lady tried to force her kids into Emily's room and then tried to take all of her toys is honestly so disgusting. You said it best. Emily has maybe 4 years left to live. She is very sick and literally spends half of the year inside the hospital. So you know what? With a kid like that, I honestly would be in the same boat. I would be like, sure, don't share your toys, keep them for yourself, I don't care. Anything that makes you feel happy is honestly okay with me. If we're able to make it around this bend of you being really sick, then sure, we can correct that behavior. But right now, I'm gonna give you everything that I can, which makes sense when it comes to like the day trips and the weekend trips that you go on, as well as your job giving you the flexibility to watch your kid if you need to. So for your sister to act like this is not a big deal and that she can just strong arm her way around this house, in my opinion, is a complete breach of trust, and in my opinion, is more than enough for you to ask her to leave your home. Honestly, if I was in your shoes, I would be under that same thought process, and I'd be like, no, this is not working, she has got to go. And it's not like your sister didn't know about your daughter's boundaries. You made it very clear. She does not want to share her toys, and she wants her room to be just hers. Like, seriously, if you can't live by that, then you need to go and figure out another situation. And in my opinion, I really think the fact that you're sticking to your values and these boundaries is also such a good thing for your daughter. Like, this shows that her boundaries and her decision making really does matter, and nobody has the right to push you around and make you do anything you don't want to do. So no, you're not the jerk if you decide to kick her out, and honestly, I don't blame you, because your sister's behavior was so unacceptable. And considering the fact that your daughter is already so sick, I don't think it's a bad idea to possibly ask them to leave.
ButcherBox is 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood, all humanely raised with no antibiotics or added hormones. And all of that delivered straight to your door with free shipping, always. Imagine always having high-quality cuts in your freezer ready to go with no trips to the grocery store or planning out availability and knowing that it's food you can trust. There are curated to customized box plans at incredible value. Saving money at a grocery store is getting more and more difficult, especially when you're trying to get consistently high-quality meat. Sign up at butcherbox.com/jerk and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free-for-a-year offer plus an additional $20 off. Choose salmon, chicken breast, steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/jerk and use code JERK to choose your free for a year offer. Plus, get $20 off your first order.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Today, I messed up by committing one of the worst acts in the restaurant industry by accidentally spilling an entire tray full of drinks down a woman's back who was celebrating her birthday. And needless to say, I've never been more humiliated in my life. Here's what happened. So for a bit of backstory, I work in fine dining as a server and bartender at a very fancy steakhouse. I work 60 hours this week with only one day off, and one of my early out nights was taken away due to my coworker cutting off the tip of her finger. I was serving this Saturday night, and I came into the shift fueled with anxiety, so I was already off to a bad start. I had a 9-top coming in to celebrate a woman's 60th birthday, and we offer a decoration service, so the entire table was decked out with balloons, candles, special plates and chargers, and even a table runner. So I guess you could say it was very extra. They come from the bar with drinks, and I go over the menu with them immediately. I grabbed orders for second rounds and head right over to the bar. In my mind, I'm trying to get over the anxiety and tell myself that everything is going to run smooth. Well, I was wrong. I was oh so wrong. I come back to the table with the drinks on my tray, and I bet you can tell exactly where this is heading. This table, of course, is in the tightest spot possible, and I have tiny T-Rex arms. So I'm reaching to give this man his beer, and while I'm doing that, the entire tray of drinks dumps onto the back of this 60-year-old woman. It was humiliating, oh so very humiliating. I still had other tables, and they watched the entire thing. So I composed myself, and I told her that we actually have a hairdryer, and I could get her clothing dry immediately. Thankfully, she was so nice and patient, and I truly was so undeserving of her positive attitude. The only win that came out of all of this was me catching the red wine. Thankfully, the rest of the night ran very smoothly. I'm surprised I did not cry, because I am a sensitive soul and super hard on myself, and I'm hoping that I never do this accidentally ever again. Man, that has got to be like a make or break moment in the restaurant industry. I can literally only imagine that jaw-dropping moment where all the drinks got poured down that poor lady's shirt. Like seriously, either she's gonna freak out and cuss you out, or she's gonna be a sweet woman on her 60th birthday. But thankfully you got the latter, which in my opinion really does not happen in the restaurant industry. From my own personal experience, some customers just act like absolute demons, waiting for you to mess up just so they can jump down your neck. And obviously you didn't throw those drinks on purpose. Like, it was clearly a mistake and you didn't do it maliciously. And I think any reasonable person, like the woman in the story, could at least excuse that and say, you know what, accidents happen. So although this sucks, hopefully it never happens again, because the next time you might not get so lucky. Am I the jerk for kicking my daughter out of my house after she disrespected me and her stepmom? Because right now I'm starting to doubt myself, and at this point I seriously don't know what to do. Here's what happened. So my daughter is 20 years old and in college. She has a dorm on campus, but she doesn't live there. I love my daughter, but she can be a lot. Drama follows her everywhere, and I was hoping she would grow out of it, but it never really happened. Due to this, she has gone through multiple friend groups, and as she puts it, they are simply just jealous, so she just doesn't have any college friends. Now, I married when she turned 18. I was never married, and her biological mom wasn't in the picture, so this was an adjustment, but I want to make it clear that I did the right steps. I introduced them when I was serious, which was about 2 years into us dating. I spent more time with her. I didn't force them together. We made boundaries for my wife, like punishment comes from me, not her. And when she was struggling, I got her into therapy. She ended up stopping when she hit 18 since I can't make her go. Well, my daughter is making it impossible for them to get along. If my wife tells her the food is ready, she gets angry that my wife is bothering her. And if my wife doesn't tell her, then she gets upset that she wasn't invited. It's contradiction after contradiction. I have talked to her, and my wife has tried to do what she asked, and then she's upset that she did that. I mean, this is literally an impossible situation. Now, here's where my main issue comes into play. My wife's birthday was yesterday. I put out her presents and her cake on the table, and I had to go to work, so I just left it. I came back, and guess what? All her presents were opened, and my daughter was eating a piece of cake. I asked her, "Why in the world did you do that?" And she told me that she doesn't deserve birthday presents. This is when I had had enough, and I told her if she hates her stepmom so much, she can leave this house. I said to her that she has a dorm, and I don't want to see her back at my house until she gives an apology to me and my wife. She then started crying and calling me a jerk. I have been getting a lot of text messages from her, and now I'm doubting my decision. So seriously, am I the jerk for telling my daughter she's gotta get lost, all because she constantly puts down my wife? Wow, your daughter is is a piece of garbage. Seriously, she is just absolutely out of line. First of all, she has a dorm on campus. She literally has a place to live, so there's literally no reason for her to be sitting around at home while also treating your wife like garbage. Like, seriously, there's no good excuse in my opinion. And I mean, look at her behavior. Nothing will ever satisfy her. If your wife does something that your daughter just secretly doesn't like, then she's gonna freak out and treat her like garbage. But if your wife does everything right, your daughter's still gonna treat her like garbage. Like, seriously, I can kinda see why she has no friends at college. She is very clearly the toxic one, and I don't blame those people for walking away from her. Now, when it comes to your wife having that birthday and her basically ruining the entire experience, that would be my breaking point as well. Like, I can understand this is an adjustment and she's trying to get to know your wife and all that stuff, but this is a clear line in the sand that this disrespect will not be tolerated. So good for you for putting your foot down and saying, you know what, you better apologize or you're not coming back. Because she definitely needs to learn her lesson that she can't talk to you or your wife like that ever again. Would I be the jerk if I accepted a large sum of money from my biological family? Because right now, my adoptive family is telling me not to take it. And right now, I feel so lost and I seriously don't know what to do. So to start things out, I was adopted as an infant. I never met my biological father or mother, but knew I was adopted from day one. I also know that my biological mother was 15 when she had me, and my biological dad was not much older. My parents have a biological daughter who's my sister, who is in grad school and has student debt, whereas I got a full ride to do my undergrad. This year, I took a DNA test to learn about what cultures I belong to and genetics that I have, but also to screen from any genetic diseases. I discovered that I'm predisposed to certain allergies that I didn't know about, and I also discovered several matches. And when I saw the last name, I didn't think anything of it. However, a few weeks ago, I received a phone call from a family law office asking if I really was who I claimed to be, and we ended up speaking for a little bit. I was asked to join a Zoom meeting later on, and when I did, I saw my biological grandmother for the first time and I started welling up. She and I have the same color eyes and I have her nose. I didn't know how cathartic seeing somebody who resembled you felt, and I started to cry right then and there. We chatted for a few minutes before getting down to business. I was shown legal credentials proving that this was a real attorney's office, and I was asked to show some photo ID. I asked what was going on when my grandmother told me the truth. My biological dad is a trust fund baby, and he is very rich. And trust me, as a middle class person, this was a huge shock. After my biological family found out he had a kid and told nobody about me, they were absolutely furious. My grandmother wants to change over my biological dad's trust over to me. I won't say how much for privacy reasons, but I could live on it for the rest of my life, donate to charity every year, and still have a lot left over. It is major money. My grandmother also said that because she has funds for her other grandchildren, I would receive one of those in addition to my biological dad's trust. She told me that my biological dad is single and it won't affect anyone but him. She also said she would want to find my biological mother to compensate her as well. The lawyer told me I should obtain a family law attorney and that my biological family would pay for them so I can obtain what my grandmother calls the money I deserve. So I obtained two attorneys, one family and one estate, and they are walking me through the process of obtaining the funds. Well, I told my family about it, and they talked about how my sister could finally be a professional student and how their mortgage could be paid off. When I told them how the funds work and how I would be given an allowance every month instead of being a free-for-all, their tune suddenly changed. They said I am their family and should refuse the funds out of principle. I really want to accept the funds and meet and reconnect with my biological family, but I don't want to lose my family while making the decision. So honestly, would I be the jerk for accepting this money from my biological family? I can't believe you're asking this question. Your adoptive family is wrong. You would not be a jerk for accepting this money. Like, I can't believe that your family is not being more supportive. Like, at first they were like, oh man, we're gonna be able to pay off our mortgage and your sister's gonna be a professional student. But once you said there's limitations on how much money you can get out, suddenly they're like, oh yeah, don't accept that money. It's the principle of the matter. When in reality, the only principle here is that they get a cut. They were okay with it until they couldn't get money out of your pocket. I also really don't think it was a good idea to tell your family that at all. Like, I seriously think that was a complete miscalculation, and I really don't think you should have done that. But honestly, with all things considered, I think you would be an absolute fool to not accept that money. Because this is a life-changing moment for you. And in my opinion, it would be a complete waste to throw it away, all because of the jaded opinion of your adoptive family. When you subscribe, make sure to hit the bell to turn on notifications. To finish listening to all the stories, check out the playlist at the top of the description. And if you want some chill music to put on in the background, check out Easy Mode. If you like Am I the Jerk, subscribe to Am I the Genius. Everything will be linked down below in the description.